Welcome back. Welcome to Module 5. We have already covered so much from dealing with your psychology in the first couple of modules, because as you know, 80% of your success in anything is your psychology, and only 20% is the mechanical information I'm teaching you right now. Then in Module 3, we talked about the types of properties, the areas to start in, building your team. And then in the last module, I showed you how to get a lot of deals crossing your desk. We talked about having great relationships with brokers and doing mailings, which are my two favorite ways to find deals. And I just want to honor you for being here. You're taking your education and your financial future seriously, and I promise you it'll be worth it. So many people start something and never follow through, and you're part of the few that take action and follow through. So again, I salute you. I know this can seem a little overwhelming, and that's normal. Learning anything new is a challenge. Stay with it. Stay with me. It's all going to come together as you start looking at deals and continue with this course. Now, I will tell you, classroom or online training is a lot harder than learning in the field, and they're both critical. One without the other doesn't work. By getting this framework, you'll understand and be positioned to recognize deals when you come across them. You'll also greatly minimize, if not eliminate, potential mistakes. I know you want to be a success in business and in life, so I'm going to play you a clip about what makes successful people successful. What makes successful people successful? What traits do they have? If you study successful people like I do, you're going to see many of the same things. Successful people are willing to fail in order to eventually succeed. All successful people know it doesn't come easy, and they're bound to fail more than they'll succeed at anything. You know, they're willing to learn from each failure, or seminar, as I call them, as it's going to help them make better decisions that lead to success later. While many people give up after experiencing a painful seminar, a successful person will persevere. They know that they make their own luck, and luck is really derived from hard work over time and positioning yourself for success. You won't randomly get lucky, and successful people know that. They'll do at least one thing every single day to put themselves in a better position to get lucky, and then use that luck to grow. You know, they set goals. Successful people wake up and they've already planned their day, while unsuccessful people are scrambling to figure out what they need to do next. Successful people's goals are very focused and big, but they're measurable, and they know what they're capable of and focus on their strengths instead of their weaknesses. They take accountability for themselves and their actions. You know, they're not relying on other people in order to get the job done. Instead, they're looking inwards and trying to find the solutions, you know, while they're leveraging their current assets. They make a mistake, they own up to it and immediately think of ways that they can improve next time, you know, not making the same mistake twice. You know, they learn. You know, they're able to adjust to changes in the marketplace. You know, successful people are willing to reinvent themselves to stay relevant in business. They understand if you stay stagnant and ignore trends, you're going to get left behind. You don't want to get crushed by the tidal wave. You want to surf it. Successful people are great communicators. If you walk up to a successful person and ask them what they do, they're able to tell you clearly and concisely. You know, they know who they are. They know what they do, what makes them tick. And, you know, they can make you believe in them. They have a strong posture. They're very persuasive and confident. They ask the right questions to the people who can deliver the right answers. Successful people know they need to solve problems by tapping their networks. You know, they're not afraid of emailing or calling the best person who can answer their questions. They seek out mentors. You know, they're sure to add value to them in return. Successful people are lifelong learners, and they push themselves out of their comfort zones. You know, while most people think that when they graduate college, they're finished, you know, being a student, successful people are always learning. You know, they're always growing, and they're always students. Successful people are more excited about the journey and the pleasure that comes from it than the ultimate payout. You know, they're interested in who they become in the journey. Successful people ignore get-rich-quick schemes. They enjoy the journey, even the obstacles, because they're doing something that adds meaning to their lives. Successful people create. They don't just consume. You know, while most people are watching TV or lost in Facebook, successful people are creating new tools, presentations, coming up with ideas. They're ambitious. They're able to see themselves being their best. They know through study and hard work that they can be really good at whatever they set their minds to. You know, successful people are courageous. They work to confront their fears that hold most people back. The two biggest enemies to our success are fear and doubt. Successful people realize that if you do what you fear, the fear is going to die. They also realize that in the face of gratitude, fear flees. Successful people are committed. They believe in their companies. They believe in their people. They believe in their products and services. They believe in their customers. And they believe in their mission. And most importantly, they believe in themselves. Successful people are prepared. Successful people review the details in advance. They do the things that the average people aren't willing to do. They make sacrifices the average person is not willing to make. Successful people take responsibility. They own it. They realize they have to be totally responsible. They realize no one's ever going to do it for them. When others say, I don't know how to do this, they say, get out of the way and let me get it done. They have drive. They have the will and determination to work harder and longer with more purpose than other people. Successful people have patience. They're willing to be patient and understand that in everything, there's going to be failures, there's going to be frustrations, but they don't take them personally. They learn from them. Successful people have a focused routine or a morning ritual. Steve Jobs once said, the only thing that separates him from other people was his ability to focus. Jobs would close his door, not let anybody else in, and that was his focus routine. That's how he was able to shut out the rest of the world. Anyone who wants to accomplish something great needs to be able to do the same, either through meditation or just alone time. Successful people take the time to focus. Successful people have integrity. They do what they say and focus on doing what's right. They realize integrity really defines who they are. Successful people are optimistic. They share their optimism with everybody. They know there's so much to achieve and so much good in this world, and they know it's worth fighting for. They have or they develop their own self-confidence. They learn to trust themselves and their abilities. And through that unshakable trust in themselves, they're already one step closer to success. Successful people don't care too much about what other people think of them. They realize that when you follow through to your passion and put all of your energy into your work, and you do it with honor, compassion, and integrity, you can't care too much about what other people think about you if you're on your mission like that. And the last and my personal favorite trait that successful people have is passion. If you want to succeed in anything, if you really want to live, it's not by being tentative, apprehensive, meek. It's your passion for your mission and life in general that'll help you influence others and bring you success. Friends, be humble and great, courageous and determined, faithful and fearless. That's who you are and that's who you always have been. All right, so in this module, we're going to talk about how to talk to and deal with sellers, what questions to ask, how to convince them to give you seller financing. I'm going to show you how to organize yourself using the same systems I use in my business, and I'm going to teach you about the different business structures you can utilize in your multifamily investing career and how to set up those entities.